Come to know that we have a friend. It's closer than a brother. Jesus, he knows everything about us. He's always there. In Psalm 100, it says, come right into his presence with thanksgiving. We thank him today. We thank him every day. It says, come bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He's so loving that it will amaze you, so kind that it will astound you, and he is famous for he is faithfulness, for his faithfulness towards us all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, it's good to see everybody this morning. I pray that you had a good time with your family and friends. And if not, we'll call them back into the kingdom. They're not into the kingdom yet. They will be. But God says our whole household will be saved. And he will come to the rescue of our family and friends that need him too. Glory to God. Well, let's receive our tithes and offerings this morning. If you need an envelope, Carla's here, and she'll give you one. And I'm going to put on one more light because it seems too dark in here. Here, Carla. And if you want to give through a credit or debit card, just turn around, and I think Deja's back there today. Now I can see your faces. Okay. Okay, the Lord wants me to read up to this point, starting here. Okay, Luke 6:35, it says, love your enemies and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful, and do not pass judgment, and you will not be judged, and do not condemn, and you shall not be condemned. Pardon or forgive, and you shall be pardoned or forgive. Give, and it shall be given to you. See, it says before we do all that, we have to clean ourselves up here. So, because it says, give, and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, and they will pour into your lap. For whatever measure you deal out to others or give, it shall be given back to you in return. So I noticed, I like the passion better. But anyway, I noticed here that the Lord always says to forgive before we even pray, before we give. He always makes sure that we do that because he wants the absolute abundance for us to come to us. Amen. And he doesn't want our prayers to be stopped or blocked. I guess it's you, Carla. I guess people are away or they ate too much turkey or the snow. Is it still snowing? It looks like it. It's not sticking, though. Yeah. Oh, it's snowing. I think I'll just stay on the couch today and have another pot of coffee. Maybe some pancakes to go with it. More cookies. Pie. Okay, well, we all done already? That's it? Oh, one more? Okay, one more to go. Thank you, God. Well, we're in that season. I hope it doesn't snow a lot. It's supposed to snow Tuesday. No prayer then. Do it on Zoom. Seven, you heard? I only heard 2 to 3. Six, seven? Oh, I'm glad Eric put the snow blower in the garage. Your shovels are all ready? Wow. Yeah, and then Christmas time, it'll be warm out or something. It's Pennsylvania. Georgia, she said they had to put the air conditioning on at Christmas. Yeah, I know. I remember those times. We had to go visit my parents in Florida. I know. We're all dressed up for, and it's, right, with the AC on, but they got fake snow everywhere. Good. Getting ready, because it'll be here before you know it, right? Just blink your eye. Okay, we're good now. Okay, Father, we lift up this basket to you, Lord, and we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, because you are a good God. Lord, we thank you that our family are coming into your kingdom. We thank you for healing Linda Smith, Lord. Every day she's getting better and better. We thank you for healing Craig's mom, and Lord, we thank you. We come against that depression right now and feeling sorry for herself, but Lord, most of all, she's going to be healed and out of the hospital. We lift up Kathy Canfield to you also. She texted me this morning, says the flu is coming on her. Well, we curse that flu right now in the name of Jesus, and Lord, we bind good health to her. We pour good health all over her body, total restoration, every symptom be gone in Jesus' name. And I want to bind health to all of us too, as we're going to be with a lot of people. Lord, we just put a barrier between us and them. We will not receive any bad health. No sickness, no disease shall come near us in Jesus' name. So Father, we thank you once again for favor. We thank you, Lord, as we sow into your kingdom, Lord, we shall reap a harvest. So, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for all the open doors that are going to happen. And we look forward even to 2026, Lord, even though it's hard even to say that. It's mind-blowing. But, Lord, we're here, and we've been born here, and we're in this season for a reason. So, Father, we just thank you and praise you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory. Yes. Hallelujah. All righty then. So, once again, the snow Tuesday at prayer, of course, we're not going to be out in it. So, and if you're not sure, text me or I'll text everybody. And anytime, even on a Sunday, if you're questioning whether we're going to have church or not, just text me. My phone number is on the bottom of the schedule in the back. You could pick one up. Or I usually, if I have your cell numbers, I will text everybody and let them know that there will not be any service. They said it's going to be a bad winter. I think we need to start praying against that. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so December 7th is next Sunday, and Dean Braxton is going to be here. I remember I started announcing that in July at 10:30. And then December 14th, the following Sunday, we have our awesome Christmas party game show. Woohoo! So the sign-up sheet is in the back. Please invite people. You know, as long as we know how many you're gonna bring, you know, we'll accommodate that with tables and chairs. And of course, sign up for a food item, and we always have good food. So of course, Sunday morning we start at 10:30. We'll worship the Lord, and you know, we'll make it light because we're inviting people from all over the place, and we want them to feel comfortable. So, but most important, we want them to see Jesus, right? And give them love. So please sign up on the back table, and we're going to have a good time that day. Matt and Rita and Deja and some other people are all participated, and it's going to be good. I got another idea. Okay, maybe for next year. Name that tune. Ellen will probably win it. Anyway, okay. Well, that's good. Okay, and then December 21st, I talked to Don and Debbie the other day, and they're coming on the 21st at 10:30. Don fell down the steps, his basement, at the farmhouse. And you know what kind of steps they are. Okay, he hurt himself, but he didn't break anything. Thank you, Jesus. And his hand even got hurt, but he says he still could play guitar. So he says, please lift me up. So we lift up Don right now, that total healing for his body. And he hurt his back as he fell, you know, down the steps, like on his back. So we pray that all the bruises and all the hurts and pains go in Jesus' name. But most important, we praise him for that he didn't break anything. And then in 2026, we have in February 1st, Sunday at 10:30, Dennis Rainier will be back with us. Amen. Okay, ready to go home now? You're all dismissed. Dennis's wife, you know, I have to keep asking him or else he won't give me any updates, but he just keeps saying that she's healing. So continue to pray for her. I believe her name is Tammy. Right? Glory. So you ready for a message?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Glad to hear it. Well, let me pray first, because I know this is speaking to all of us, including myself. So, Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for what you're doing. Lord, we thank you and praise you that we're here to receive your word, to receive from the Holy Spirit things that we need to hear today that may trigger us, to give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, more faith, more trust. Whatever needs to be done in our spirits, Lord, today, I thank you and praise you for this word, including myself. In Jesus' name, amen. So when I was praying, asking the Lord about this next message, usually the Lord only gives me one word, and then I got to go searching and praying and figuring out what he wants me to say. So I got the word manifest. So I didn't exactly know what he meant until I kept asking and seeking. So finally he showed me what he wanted to say. I believe everyone in this room is waiting for a breakthrough of some kind. Nobody's waiting for a breakthrough? Everybody's waiting for a breakthrough. I don't think there's one person in here that's not waiting for something. Okay, the word manifest means to show up, make obvious, make clear for something to become real or visible, becoming a physical thing. The biblical meaning of manifest is the process of revealing what was previously hidden, whether it's God's glory, his will, or spiritual truths. For example, God was manifest in the flesh through Jesus Christ, meaning he was made known to humanity in a physical form. Breakthrough means a significant and sudden advance, discovery, or achievement that overcomes a major obstacle. In Hebrews, breakthrough is peres, P-E-R-E-S. I don't know if I'm saying that right or not. And it means a gap, a break. It refers to a rupture, a tear, a breaking up, or shattering of something. God is a God of breakthrough. Amen. Biblically, breakthrough means a moment of divine intervention where God overcomes obstacles to bring deliverance, victory, a new beginning, often in response to prayer, faith, and obedience. That's what we're going to be talking about today, manifesting breakthroughs. The way we get our breakthroughs starts here, Romans 10:13. So he'll probably put it on the board if he hasn't done that already. But I have to turn there, so Romans 10:13. See, years ago I used to hear the Bible pages turning. Now I don't hear anything. or now we got the phone, or you're looking up. Okay, this is what Romans 10:13 says, and all of this is going to be the passion except for the last verse that I give you. It says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be rescued and experience new life. So calling on his name Jesus to save or rescue means sozo, means total wholeness, spirit, soul, body, financially, mentally, etc. Everything, all inclusive. Save here just doesn't mean you're going to go to heaven after you pass away. Your eternal salvation. It just doesn't just mean that. It means Jesus saves you from all things here now. He rescues you to bring you through a manifestation of a breakthrough. Of course, we have to pray for a breakthrough. Now let's turn and look at Ephesians 6:12. I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures like I always do. It's good for you because it's food. Right? Food for your spirit. Ephesians 6:12. It says, your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. So we know our struggle is not with flesh and blood, meeting people. It's the powers that are working behind them. Our spiritual breakthroughs has to be brought about through prayer, looking to God, not people, or pushing our own way to get us what we want. We must storm the gates of heaven through prayer. In John 14, 13, 14 says, in the Passion, Jesus says this, for I will do whatever you ask me to do when you ask me in my name. And that is how the Son will show what the Father is really like and bring glory to him. Ask me anything in my name and I will do it for you. That word ask there means to put a demand on. So we're supposed to put a demand on Jesus. We also have the power and authority to break the spirit of darkness of the enemy by binding the enemy from operating. I'm going to read you, I didn't give this to Alan back there. After I look at my notes again, I realize I wanted to put this in here. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. You don't have to turn there if you don't have your Bible, of course. And I don't think he's that fast to look it up. So it's 10, starting in 3. I hope I wrote this right. Yes, here it is. Now listen to this, because I had to do this for somebody this morning. For although we live in a natural realm, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons, using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. Since we are armed with such dynamic weaponry, we stand ready to punish any trace of rebellion as soon as you choose complete obedience. What does all that mean? It means when the enemy comes to attack you, we don't have to put up with his garbage. At all, ever. We take our mouths and we tell him, we dismantle your attack right now. We dismantle and call off your attack. Your plans are demolished. You will not get away with this. Every plan of the enemy, we could take our mouth and tell it like Jesus did and be bold about it and break off every plan of the enemy over every bad situation and then loose the angels on your behalf. Loose the Holy Spirit over it. Whatever the situation is calling for, bind health, somebody sick, bind wholeness, prosperity, favor, deliverance, wisdom, whatever is need of at that moment. And all of heaven will back you up because it aligns with God's word. And we have to remind the devil of this. I don't know if I gave him this scripture either, and this is one of my favorite. Colossians 2:15. Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and the principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority. Did you hear that? He took away their spiritual authority and power to accuse us or come against us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner. They were his. Remember that. Don't take it anymore. And once you do that, he'll stop bugging you and your kids and your family, whatever it is. We're talking about manifesting breakthroughs here. Okay. Now, Jesus is telling us here to enforce it and to remind the enemy that he stripped them and gave us all authority to rule and reign here on this earth. Now let's look at Luke 18:1-8. It talks about the parable of prayer, and this is Jesus speaking here, so let's look at that. I really hate the enemy. I really do. I hate what he does to people. Okay, 18:1. It says, one day Jesus taught the apostles to keep praying, never stop or lose hope. He shared with them this illustration. In a certain town, there was a judge, a thick-skinned and godless man who had no fear of others' opinions. And there was a poor widow in that town who kept pleading with the judge, grant me justice and protect me against my oppressor. He ignored her pleas for quite some time, but she kept asking. Eventually, he said to himself, this widow keeps annoying me, demanding her rights, and I'm tired of listening to her. Even though I'm not a religious man and I don't care about the opinions of others, I'll just get her off my back by answering her claims for justice, and I'll rule in her favor, and then she'll leave me alone. The Lord continued, did you hear what the ungodly judge said? That he would answer her persistent request? Don't you know that God, the true judge, will grant justice to all of his chosen ones who cry out to him night and day? He will pour out his spirit upon them. He will not delay to answer you and give you what you asked for. God will give swift justice to those who don't give up. So be ever praying, ever expecting. See, we have to pray and expect. Just like the widow was with the judge. Yet when the Son of Man comes back, will he find this kind of persistent faithfulness in his people? Whoa. So first off, make sure you don't have any unforgiveness in your heart. I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead of myself, but remember that part. So we must be persistent in prayer, just like that widow woman. In the Greek, the footnote, it says, the one who keeps knocking on the door of heaven until he receives. You keep knocking until you receive what you came there for, and you don't give up. See, years ago we were taught, you don't do that. You know, you just believe once, thank God, and just let it go. No, you keep going. You keep asking, you keep demanding until you see the manifestation of what you're believing for. Okay? Okay, now let's look at Mark 11, 20, 26. This is a Kenneth Hagin scripture. Hallelujah. Mark 11, 20, 26. Okay, lessons of faith. It says, in the morning, they passed by a fig tree that Jesus spoke to, and it was completely withered from the roots up. Right before this, the day before, he was walking by a fig tree, and it didn't have any fruit on it, so he cursed it. And Peter remembered that. And Peter remembered and said to him, Teacher, look, that's the fig tree you cursed. It's now all shriveled up and dead. And Jesus replies, Let the faith of God be in you. Listen to the truth I speak to you. If someone says to this mountain, be with great faith and having no doubt, mountain be lifted up and thrown into the midst of the sea, and believes that what he says will happen, it will be done. This is the reason I urge you to boldly believe for whatever you ask for in prayer. Be convinced that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, if you find that you carry something in your heart against another person, release him and forgive him, so that your Father in heaven will also release you and forgive you of your faults. But if you will not release forgiveness, don't expect your Father in heaven to release you from your misdeeds. So here again, first of all, before you start praying, make sure you have no unforgiveness in your heart, even if it's justified. Let it go, so your prayers will be answered. But remember the video? Everybody?
Yep.
The football?
Yep.
Remember that? Keep that in your head. Anybody didn't see that video in here? The football with Karen Wheaton, and she showed the play, and the guy drops the ball, and the other team wins. Okay, remember that. Stay in faith. Don't drop the ball. Hold on to it. Faith is essential. The ball represents what you're believing for. Keep running. If you gotta crawl, crawl to the finish line, but hold on to that ball. Your faith is in action, holding on to the ball. In the new covenant in Jesus, it says that we must live by faith, not by sight. And that's in 2 Corinthians 5:7. And in Hebrews 11:38 tells us to live in God's faith. Let me read that to you. Hebrews 11:38. And he also says, my righteous ones will live from my faith. That's God's faith. It's in his word or his promise. The faith is already in there. Okay? But if fear holds them back, my soul is not content with them. But we are certainly not those who are held back by fear and perish. We are among those who have faith and experience true life. So we can't have any kind of fear. It's got to be faith or nothing. Hold on to the ball, hold on to faith, and you'll make it through. We are to be living in God's faith. Like I said, God's faith means believing in him and his word and his promises, whatever he promised you, and saying the same things and agreeing with him. It's a lot of power in that. And in Hebrews 11:35 says, don't lose your bold, courageous faith, for you are destined for a great reward. You are going to finish the line in victory. Faith yields a great reward. That's what it says. Faith yields the reward. You will never miss out. If you're tired, and I know some of us, we get tired. Tired of waiting. Tired of the delays. Tired. But it says here, ask for strength, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And in Hebrews 11:1, it talks about what faith is or what trust is. In Hebrew, the word faith is trust. So I'm going to read this to you. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. This testimony of faith is what previous generations were commended for. Faith empowers us to see that the universe was created and beautifully coordinated by the power of God's words. He spoke, and the invisible realm birth to all that is seen. Hallelujah. So that's what manifest is. You speak to the invisible realm to give birth to the natural realm. Faith or trust is the currency you need behind the words spoken to bring in your breakthrough. Everybody's breakthroughs are different, but the principle is all the same. Hebrews 11:6 reminds us, without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. Everyone who approaches God must believe who he is. God works differently from the world system, okay, or the world. We can't live this life believing by what we see, hear, and feel. We believe first in what we don't see to see what we want to see. You get that? Because I grew up the other way. I had to believe first by what we see, okay? And that's how the world sees. Like I said, some people believe, I will only believe it when I see it. That's what they say. And that is how most people live in this world. And that's not how God works. God says, no, you live by faith, not by sight, and all things are possible with God. That's what he says. All things. What's all? All things. And it isn't wrong to ask for help or to get answers and knowledge in a situation that you need help in, because God may use others to help you to get to the finish line. There's no shame here, okay? It just requires you to get to the finish line, holding that ball. Again, we have the boldness and the confidence to ask for anything. In 1 John 5:14, it reminds us, and I'm going to read that again. 1 John 5:14. This is almost like a pep rally here. That's what I feel like, a cheerleader. Since we have this confidence, we can also have great boldness before him. For if we ask anything agreeable to his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we also know that we have obtained the request we ask of him. Again, we have the boldness and the confidence to ask or put a demand on the Lord for anything. As long as it's aligning with God's will, then a breakthrough will happen. Find the scriptures that support what you're believing for, and stay in trust and stay in faith, patiently waiting, as we're all waiting for the manifestation of the breakthrough. It's all in divine timing, and I hate saying that, but it's true. He's working behind the scenes, coordinating his will towards us to bring in that breakthrough. David also encourages us in Psalm 27:14. David says here, here's what I've learned through it all. It says, don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you. And this is the last scripture for today. It's in Habakkuk 2:3, or Habakkuk, however you want to say that. Oh, okay. Whatever. So this is what the scripture says. It says, the vision or whatever you're believing for is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it will certainly come. It will not delay. The only thing I see that will stop a breakthrough from manifesting is dropping the ball. So don't drop the ball and don't give up. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. You want more? Good job. Thanks. I only give you what the Lord gives me. Any more than that, you might not need it. More than that, you do need it. So that's all you needed today. You needed to be encouraged. You need to know that you have authority over the enemy and whatever he tries to put. He's only trying to steal everything that God has given us already. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and Jesus comes to bring life and life more abundantly. And he's trying to make us miserable. Don't go by what you see. It could be the worst thing in the world. Praise God anyway. Thank him and remind him. And just tell the devil where it is, where he's at. And don't give up. I know you won't anyway. Huh? Oh, geez. But keep going. I know a lot of you are believing for all different kinds of things. Okay. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you and praise you that you always encourage us to keep going. Lord, we know and you know what's going on in our lives, Lord, and how long we've been waiting for things. But Lord, we believe there is a right time, even though we give up sometimes on waiting. We don't really give up, but we get aggravated. So Lord, if there's any blocks in receiving anything that we're believing for right now, we come in agreement and we break down those walls right now. Any blockages, we rupture them, break through them now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the manifestation of everything that we're believing for. And it will come at a perfect time. And when we look back, we'll realize why. But right now, as we're believing for it, we'll keep our eyes on you. We'll keep our eyes on your word and on your promise and what you said. And we keep the devil under our feet because he has no power unless we give it to him. Don't listen in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we call in our family and our friends into your kingdom, Lord. We thank you for transforming them into new man, a new woman. Lord, we thank you that everything that we're believing for our family and friends for, Lord, we come against all the things that are coming against them in all different ways, Lord. We don't know every situation, but I'm getting like addictions and fear and bad family lives and all those things, Lord, that the enemy has been involved in. Lord, we just break that right now. All those assignments, we break them off our family and our friends right now in Jesus' name. And we call forth your goodness to come, and you're going to turn all things around for good. And Lord, even though we don't see it right now, we are going to see it. We will see it because of what your word promises us, Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you for all the salvations. We thank you for the abundance, finances coming into our into your kingdom, Lord, and into our hands, Lord. I thank you that you have big things, big visions for us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for repositioning us, putting us in places where we're supposed to be, meeting people we're supposed to meet. And Lord, we thank you for all your divine alignment, your divine timing, calling, people, everything. We're in perfect alignment. That's what I keep hearing. Perfect alignment. We are in perfect alignment. Perfect step by step with you, Lord, on that path. So Lord, we just thank you and praise you for what you're going to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory.
Woo. We could clap.